Volunteers and animal lovers were caught off guard Friday when they discovered the Society for Animals in Distress, SAD, Elliott Lake Animal Shelter had been closed. The board of directors of the Society for Animals in Distress has been apprised on the rapidly deteriorating conditions of the shelter at 33 Perini Road. In the interest of the public, staff, volunteers and the animals' safety, the decision has been made to temporarily suspend operations, the organization's directors said in a statement. The directors have asked people not to call, email, or visit the shelter until the assessment is completed. The shelter has not been formally condemned. The board was apprised through our business manager and shelter coordinator that ceiling tiles were shifting and there were some cracks forming in the walls of the feline, cat, section, Donna Rishon, SAD Elliott Lake board chair said. She said, on September 27, the building's fire alarm was triggered and the Elliott Lake Fire Department responded, determined there was no fire, but discovered water seepage in the ceiling which may have triggered the alarm. Subsequently, a local contractor examined the building, and said it was unsafe. Rishon said at an emergency board meeting on Friday, SAD directors voted to temporarily cease operations, foster their animal surrenders, contact their canine daycare and boarding clientele, and then issue a public statement. A structural engineer will be attending the building on Monday to give a proper assessment. As it stands now, our surrenders have been fostered, and an adoption blitz is underway for those who are fully vetted and ready to go, Rishon continued. She said Elliott Lake veterinarian, Dr. Andrew Wannan and his team are working to get the remainder of their age-appropriate surrendered animals ready for rehoming. Meantime, the board is working to find a suitable alternate location. The public can assist by not attending the property, holding off phone calls, emails, text messages, and messenger at this time. Donations through e-transfer to Society for Animals at Belnet.ca or Canada Gives would be most appreciated, Rishon added. The board pledges full transparency and will release information as things evolve through my office only, she concluded.